Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tactically, the Patriots will all coach the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Patriots will win this football game. I don't really care how bad the Pittsburgh Steelers need this football game. The Patriots have shown over the years that they know how to exploit this team between the numbers better than just about any other team that they play. Because the Steelers are very simplistic in terms of the coverage schemes that they employ and sometimes the matchups that they create for their players, as far as mismatches are concerned, is a problem for them. It has been a problem for them. Philosophically, they haven't corrected it. And you know what? I don't really care about New England's road record this year. After that road loss that they just came off of, do you think that Bill isn't going to come out and try and prove a point? And although the man says this, although he always says, look, it's always just on to the next opponent, on, he's a human being. He doesn't like being embarrassed. He doesn't like his wisdom being questioned. He doesn't like people all of a sudden trying to take chunks out of what is going to be his legacy. He's going to be very, very motivated in this football game. And as long as Gronk is healthy, I'm telling you what, they're going to put on a clinic about how to dismantle a team at the second and third level between the numbers. Mark my words.
Former Pitt standout, former NFL executive turned TV guy Louis Riddick on ESPN telling you why the Patriots will quote-unquote dismantle the Steelers on Sunday. And that's What's on Tap, brought to you by Fatheads Brewery. We're getting a head start on the Pittsburgh-New England thing this weekend. We're next door to PPG Paints Arena. The Cambria Suites are hanging out for Penguins pregame parties. Penguins and Bruins tonight. You know that's what's. You know it's going to be a strong contingent of Bruins fans because these obnoxious Boston sports fans have circled this weekend as a double-dip weekend. We can do the Bruins game, then drink in excess in Pittsburgh on Saturday, and then go to the Steelers-Patriots game on
Start
Sunday.
Start a couple fights in between. Good to go. Much like Brad Marchand, the Patriots are probably going to lick the Steelers this weekend, I would say. And it's what did Louis Riddick say there that wasn't true? Man, we play a lot of clips of audio on this show. And in putting those clips together, you comb through the internet and TV for a lot of takes. Very few things I have heard, very few opinions I have ever heard have been as clearly stated and as accurate, in my estimation, on why New England is better than the Steelers than what Louis Riddick laid out there. Philosophically, the Steelers are essentially a rudimentary football team, defensively, and that they get gashed between the numbers by the Patriots. Are you not hearing that if you're a listener to this show and just nodding along? Because I kind of was. I deliberately didn't listen to today's sound to kind of react to it organically in the moment, and I just kept nodding here. He's right.
Belichick will come up with a scheme that beats the Steelers' defense, and Brady will pick them apart if given the chance.
Correct.
I agree with that.
The only way you beat them is if you pressure Brady.
Riddick is right, and he's wrong.
No, he's not wrong. I can't wait to hear how you're going to say it, but he's not wrong.
The Steelers are going to stop Tom Brady on Sunday.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Oh, here we go.
They're going to stop Tom Brady.
Yeah, I've heard this take before. I've seen this movie before. Oh, this time it'll be different.
No, it's not going to be different. Their defense is not going to stop him. The Steelers' offense is going to stop him by keeping him off the field. That's how you win this game.
With all those running backs they have?
I don't think they have to run the ball 30 times to win. In 2011, the Steelers beat Tom Brady and the Patriots here. Ben Roethlisberger threw the ball 50 times that afternoon.
Yep.
That's how they win. Your formula for winning is against a very mediocre New England defense. You operate your offense like you do at the end of the game. And when I say that, I don't mean a hurry-up offense. I mean, let's take our time. Because if we score too soon, we're going to give them the ball back with a chance to beat us. And that's how you need to look at this entire game. This game needs to be against a New England team that can't rush the passer. They don't have much speed. They don't have a lot of playmakers on defense. You beat them the way that they have beaten you through the years, and that's by dinking and dunking in death by 100 or 1,000 paper cuts. That's the way you win. And they're honestly capable of doing that.
I doubt it.
What do you mean doubt it? Like that because of hubris or stubbornness, they're not going to operate their offense that way?
Yeah, I would say the Steelers have shown themselves to be, and Ben Roethlisberger has shown himself to be, pretty stubborn, pretty hubristic. And who was it that we played earlier this week? Who did we hear from who said, if you're willing to take the 10 yards at a time that the Patriots will give you, you can beat them?
Yeah, and that's what the Steelers should do. That's what Mangini said.
But most people can't resist taking a shot.
But Ben did it. All you need to do is show him the film of that game and say, Ben, this is the quarterback we need on Sunday.
Great.
Randy was around for that. He wasn't the offensive coordinator, but he was on the staff. Tomlin was here.
So you really think Ben Roethlisberger, who has done that one time, is going to do that again? That's your basis?
That was the game plan in Denver.
And it didn't work because he turned the ball over twice horribly.
I know.
Inexcusable.
That's their best chance to win. And the Denver defense in Denver is much better than the New England defense that's coming here. That's not even up for discussion. The Patriots are 12th in points scored. They're 24th in third down defense. You can possess the ball against them. Name one great player on their defense.
I can't and I won't. McCourty's their best player probably on defense. And I get that. And they are a team that just put Rob bleeping Gronkowski out there for a Hail Mary situation. They butchered something. But they're motivated to beat the Steelers. Belichick is 43-12 after a loss since 2001. And here's my thing. That whole, like, offensive philosophy you bring to the fore, and you say they don't have to stop them on defense. Their offense needs to be their only weapon here that carries the day. I disagree with that. They're not good enough and they're not consistent enough. And Roethlisberger, I would apply both of those terms to him specifically. He can't resist. He's going to force the ball into traffic. My God, that Raiders game, he should have thrown a game-ending pick on the goal line to that ended up getting through to Juju. He's going to get picked. The defense would have to be superlative, pressuring Brady up the middle and getting him off of his spots.
So he's going to make
he's going to make mistakes
at home.
Yes.
Where he's better.
Yes.
He is going to make self-inflicted wounds to cost him the game against a very average defense.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I would say. I mean, what am I doing? Like, you look incredulous watching me say this. Would you be?
Because
the Patriots own the Steelers.
Because I just watched Ryan Tannehill throw for over 300 yards and three touchdowns.
Yeah, but it's established that Miami gives New England fits in Miami. They are 7-10 in Brady's career in there. What is Brady's record against the Steelers? Just tell me.
You already know what it is.
I want you to say it.
He is 11-2 all time against the Steelers and 6-2 all time in Pittsburgh.
I'm going to rest my case on that note.
Because of past history?
One of those losses happened
Chargers,
when you and I were in college shotgunning beers.
The Chargers had lost 9 straight to the Chiefs up until last night. Things change.
Yeah, I don't. And I didn't believe that the Chargers were going to win that game until such time as Williams caught the two-pointer.
Let me ask you to defend this one. How did Blake Bortles throw for 376 yards and 4 touchdowns on the Patriots this year? How'd that happen?
Jacksonville Super Bowl. Teams can have off days.
You don't think that it's Pittsburgh's Super Bowl on Sunday?
No, I think
it's the biggest game of the year for them. They have to win.
I think the Steelers just look at every game as we're the Steelers. We're going to take everyone's best shot. Ramon Foster said as much, by the way.
I've seen this defense go on the road and get beaten by very pedestrian quarterbacks. Marcus Mariota had 125 passer rating against New England. You think Mariota's better than Ben? No way. Bortles, 4 touchdown passes, not better. Trubisky, 300 yards, 2 touchdowns, not better. Tannehill, 3 touchdowns. How are they doing it? This isn't
against
your vintage Bill Belichick defense, Chris.
Styles make fights, and against the Patriots, they in fact are better than Ben Roethlisberger.
So you're not even predicting a close game. You're calling for a blowout here.
From
the sounds of things.
10 to 14 points, yeah. What are the Steelers?
Wow.
We talk about how Bill Belichick doesn't have a great defense, but that what he loves to do is try to take away what you want to do. Okay, double Antonio Brown, put your best cover guy on Juju and kind of hope you win that battle. Hope Gilmore probably wins that battle. And then
you got to dink and dunk him, man.
Oh, okay. I can't wait to put – what you're really saying here is, yeah, you're putting your faith in Ben Roethlisberger, which sounds real nice. What you're really saying, though, if Belichick's able to do what he wants to do to the rest of the skill contingent is, I believe the following. I believe that Ben Roethlisberger, Vance McDonald, Jesse James, Ryan Switzer, James Washington, Jalen Samuels –
you got to throw Juju in there.
And Stephen Ridley.
You have to throw Juju
in
there.
No, because he's going to put Gilmore on him.
Gilmore's not good enough to go one-on-one with Juju. He's
we'll
fourth
see.
In the league in receiving yards. Gilmore's not an all-pro.
I think they're going to lose by 2 scores. in this game, and that's at a minimum. I think 10 points at a minimum. I think the one team is clearly better than the other. The Steelers are on life support, and they seem to be the last ones to realize it. I think Ben Roethlisberger is going to get picked off multiple times by New England's defense, and this game is not. It's going to be anticlimactic.
Craig, break the tie. Who do you like?
I'm with the guy who placed that big bet on the Patriots yesterday.
Oh.
I mean, it's nice to say in practice what you're saying. In theory, I should say.
I mean, really, what this comes down to, what this comes down to is this is a very anti-Ben take. Because you don't think a Hall of Fame franchise quarterback at home against an average defense can be the best player in the game.
Correct. When has he proven that he can be?
I gave you the game against New England.
One time.
Right.
One
time. That's all it takes.
That's all it takes?
Yes.
What have you turned into? You're Mr. Preponderance of the Evidence. You're Mr. Stats.
Yes, you're right. The preponderance.
Everything you say about Bill Belichick being better than Tomlin is based on overall history.
You're right. The preponderance of the evidence this year is that New England has lost more games on the road than they've won.
Unbelievable.
They have.
So what? The Steelers have lost three in a row. They just lost to the Raiders. Ben Roethlisberger.
That game was in Oakland.
And Ben Roethlisberger should have
given the
game away.
We know about the X-ray machines in Oakland, okay?
We're
going to have functional X-ray machines on Sunday, and that could be the difference between a win and a loss.
Tremendous information on the X-ray machines. That's good.
He's going to spread the ball out.
Denver Broncos.
X-ray machines.
So here, let me just let me make sure I say this clearly. I know two of the three were on the road. You couldn't do jack squat to figure out how to beat the Broncos. You turn the ball over. You couldn't do enough on offense to beat back Phillip Rivers. And
correct.
That would be the most analogous game to this one.
And
it's a great quarterback, and you needed to play offense. And you couldn't do
it. And here's the thing about that game. The Chargers are better than the Patriots.
Yeah, I agree. But the Patriots against the Steelers are the freaking
world
beaters.
And you were up 16 on them.
Okay.
Then I haven't said one thing about Brady getting slowed down or stopped by the Steelers' defense because I don't believe that. What Riddick said.
How many points is it going to take for the Steelers to win this game?
They're going to have to possess the ball for more than 30 minutes.
How many points?
They're going to have to score probably between 25 and 40.
That's a humongous window of points.
I know.
That's an intentionally absurd window of points.
28 and 40.
Give me 30. I mean, if you say 30, like 31 and 40,
okay.
I think that's more reasonable thing.
I don't think the Patriots are going to have the ball much.
I don't think they might. I don't think they're going to need to. I could see them running free in the secondary. We have seen the Steelers play cover zero on Gronk, as in put zero people on him. They humiliate the Steelers. What Lewis Riddick said there rings so true
on
to
offense,
me. It's unbelievable. I know.
Offensively, they do.
They're going to be going up and down the field the few times they get the ball. The only guys that could affect a true change in the outcome of this game are Cam Hayward, Stephon Tuitt, and maybe T.J. Watt.
They got to keep Brady on the sideline. That's the only way they'll win, and that's what I think they'll do.
Man,
and if they're not smart enough to recognize that they need to have a slow offense that takes a lot of time and takes a lot of plays to score, if they don't recognize that, well, then these coaches aren't any good.
Well, I mean, what we've lauded the Steelers for all year is recognizing things that they need to recognize from a coaching standpoint from Tomlin on down.
All right, Steelers and Patriots, you guys know the history. It stinks. New England has beaten Pittsburgh five straight times. The last time Tom Brady lost in Pittsburgh was 2011. The time before that was 2004, and that's it. He's only lost twice at Heinz Field. Will the Steelers' struggles against the Patriots continue? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. I think the Steelers will win with offense. They'll keep Brady on the sideline. They'll win the time of possession. Ben will throw it a lot, but there'll be short, concise passes. Precision. He'll throw three or four touchdown passes. They'll win the game that way. Chris expects a Patriots blowout. How about you?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.